A heavy metal door slammed shut behind him, and a lock clanged into place. It sounded like the kind of door they used for bank vaults, and that didn't settle Danny's nerves at all. There was a reason he and his crew had never bothered trying to rob banks. As his eyes adjusted, he shivered and took in his surroundings. Aside from being cold, the room was rough, its floor made of wood but its walls out of ragged concrete. A few pipes went across the ceiling and along one wall, but otherwise it looked like an office. A desk with a couple of chairs and a telephone, several ledgers and pens. It wasn't even as big as the modest parlor in Danny's Broom Street tenement apartment, and the low ceiling and dim light made it feel even more cramped and tight. Or perhaps that was because of the locked door and the man gazing back at him from behind the broad desk. He was Italian, in the usual expensive suit, and he was plainly a gangster, as easy to recognize as Ricky Ilsacci, the way he carried himself even while sitting down, the way he looked at Danny like he owned everything in this room, including him. The pinstriped slate gray suit and the fedora on the desk, and who else but gangsters held meetings in dark basements with men summoned by threats? He couldn't have been anyone other than a gangster, and Danny suspected this Mr. Carpenter was, in fact, Carmine Battaglia. "What's your name, kid?"
"It ain't kid," Danny growled, hoping his nerves didn't betray him.
A dark eyebrow arched. Danny gulped.
"Daniel. My name is Daniel Moore."
To his surprise, the Italian got up and came around the desk. He was slightly shorter than Danny, an inch at most, and he looked Danny right in the eye as he extended a hand.
"Carmine Battaglia."
Unsure what else to do, Danny shook Battaglia's hand. So this was him, Carmine Battaglia. The gangster who'd summoned Danny's presence and threatened to send four of his friends to the workhouse if he didn't show. And maybe, if Danny hadn't been so uneasy with this whole situation, he'd have spent a little more time focusing on those full lips and near black eyes, or the way the bare electric bulbs cast harsh shadows on sharp, olive-skinned features. "He's one of them," Danny fiercely reminded himself. "Stop staring and find a way out of here."
"Well, you wanted to see me?" Danny spread his arms. "I'm here."
"Yes, you are."
Battaglia leaned casually against his desk, head tilted as he studied Danny intently.
"I understand you're in charge of a group of thieves who broke into some suites at the Plaza Hotel on New Year's Eve."
Danny swallowed, not sure how to proceed. An odd smile formed on Battaglia's lips.
"I'm not the police, Daniel."
You're a gangster."
The words came out with more venom than perhaps was wise.
"Just tell me what you want, so you won't send my friends to the workhouse."
Battaglia shook his head, chuckling softly.
"I'm not interested in sending you or your friends to the workhouse."
"But you said if I didn't come."
"And you did come."
Battaglia shrugged.
"You held up your end of the deal, and now I'll hold up mine."
It wasn't that simple. It couldn't be. Nothing ever was with gangsters involved. "So what is it you want?"
"What I want is to put you and your crew to work."
Danny blinked.
"I beg your pardon?"
"I want to put..."
"Yeah, I heard that part."
Danny stared at him in disbelief.
"You want us to come work for you? For gangsters? For Sicilian gangsters?"
Battaglia inclined his head.
"You would hardly be the first Irishman on my payroll."
Setting his jaw, Danny glared at him.
"Your kind put two of my brothers in the ground. I'd sooner work at Tammany Hall than with the likes of you."
Battaglia's expression hardened just slightly, but his voice stayed calm.
"And you don't think plenty of my kind are in the ground, thanks to Irishmen?"
"With any luck, they're in hell."
The gangster's eyebrow rose slowly. Danny's heart went wild. This was dangerous. So dangerous. He may as well have spat in the man's face and cursed his mother. Perhaps not the wisest thing to do when he was in a locked underground office with a powerful gangster and not the faintest clue how to get back to street level. But he didn't take it back.